בייס פרק בייס שיר השירים פסוק פסוק תזיין דוי 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 ענור שושנים. So here Rashi said, who called Tzroch of Tova ממני ולוי ציבו אלא לי עשו פסח קידשו בחוי רויס עשו מישכון הקריבו אילויס ולוי טובה מאומה אחרס. So that's the
easy one.
I didn't have a marker because I saw it at the Bris this morning. I didn't have a marker. Here it is. This piece.
Wait, this.
This.
It doesn't. This is not the same as this.
Rabbit here.
Pen?
This one.
Okay, just that piece.
You're going to watch this.
Okay, 72. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah? So I think this one we did. Vani Loi. Kol tzrochei tovati mimenu v'lo me Elohim achero. Hrei b'shoshanim, es tzoynoi b'shoshanim b'mire toi v'noach v'yofe. So basically we just pointed out, just to get back into it, so I'm just reviewing what we did. I think we did this one right before the summer. And that was that, this is very strange. Hashem has tzrochim, you know, he needs Korban Pesach, he's hungry, he needs b'choyres to serve him, he needs a mishkon to live in, he needs oilis to eat for breakfast and for dinner. You know, it's a little bit bizarre. And so I think the pshat that we said was that in order to have a sort of an equality of relationship, a duality of relationship, equality is the wrong word when you talk about Hashem, but a duality of relationship that is reciprocal. Because that's what the pasuk says, doidi li vani loy. We're beloved to each other. So mimela, we need
what? There's a dual, like some form of.
What's that?
There isn't really. We have to feel like we're giving.
We have to feel that.
Why is that? Why?
Well, so I say like this. I say the pshat is because Hashem, part of the chesed Hashem is that we should be able to feel that we're paying back. It's very, very, very. To somebody who I feel I owe my life to, and I've had this experience with different people that I feel I owe my life to, I'm always like, I remember to one when I was a kid, was a certain Rebbe that Mamish did for me, this Rabbi Silberman's, you know, the one that Kohl is named after, he did Mamish Niflois to help me in many different things over the years. And I used to say to him, how can I ever pay you back? Like, you know. He was very smart. He says, just got to do the same thing for other people. That's the only payback, you know. But I'm just saying, there is this desire that if I'm getting so much from you, that I want to be able to pay back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to look at, in order to, and it seems that that's a factor of the relationship of love. Doidi li v'ani loy, in order to cement that mutual loving relationship, he allows us to feel that two things. Number one, it's exclusive. That's very important, the exclusivity of love. That who, because it says, who calls Rochav Tova mimeni v'loy tzivo elo li asu pesach. It's not enough that kol tzrochav tova mimeni, and maybe something else, he maybe asked for somebody else also. No, v'loy tzivo elo li. This is an exclusive, love has to be exclusive. Because if it's not exclusive, it doesn't seem to be intensive enough. It's diffused. In the human perception, it seems diffused. And again, we understand Hashem, we relate to Hashem in human terms. In human terms, for example, kids who, you know, I don't want to get personal to anybody, but kids who come from a large family sometimes feel that. How much love could the parents have? It's being spread out amongst 15 kids, you know what I mean? It's like a little bit. They used to say that they were masbid, the kovner rov was masbid the altar. So he said that this was the hesped. He said that there's halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses that you're not allowed to show affection for a child in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis Medrash. Why? He says the pshatna halacha is, you know, to kiss your kid or something like that. He says because human love is limited, and you don't want to show any compromise or any limitation, a curtailing of the love that should be felt towards Hashem in this place by sharing it, by showing some love to a child. He says, the altar was different. He said, this was his hesped. He says, the altar had thousands of Talmidim and everyone was a Ben Yochid. Everyone to him, everyone felt like a Ben Yochid. Everyone to him, he felt that love of a Ben Yochid. He says, that's what they said about him. So when we made once on the, for once we had made a Malava Malka with the Altus Yortzeit, with the whole thing. So, what? No, you could, that was his point. Human beings have types of limitation. The altar was above that. He was able to feel, you know, I mean, it's not muchach. Okay, good. Very good. Okay. but that was his point. That was his hesped. So we once made, so for the occasion of that dinner, we're celebrating the yortzeit. We made a malava malka. So we made a book on the altar, a little pamphlet. I don't have many copies. Maybe I have one at home. So we put the picture of the altar, yeah, and we had all of the American Rosh Hashivas, the Talmidim, that Reb David Leibowitz, Reb Aaron Kotler, Reb Rav Hutner, Reb Yankov Kamenetsky, Reb Rudiman. I think we had Reb Shlema Hyman there because he was in Kamenetz across the bridge. So he was Mushba from the Alta. We had another one there, maybe Kalmanovich was there also, because he was also Shaykh in Slavotka. So and the title of the book was The Alta and His Only Sons. So he had his picture in the middle, and then surrounded by all the American, just the American, not to mention the Eretz Yisrael. So this is the idea that love. So there's two things: love has to be reciprocal. Because if love is not reciprocal, if he loves me, and I can't pay him back anything, so I feel I'm not contributing to the relationship. You have to contribute to the relationship. A one-sided relationship becomes overwhelming. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why later on Rashi says, we've referred to it many times, that by Hosebi Naichmi Negdi, that he says in the first Beis Hamikdosh, Hashem says in the first Beis Hamikdosh, I saw you in your fullest spiritual glory with the Oron, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, and it caused me Chibo Yisero Ad Shema Altembi. Maybe, I'm just suggesting, that maybe, I always thought Chibi Yisera is, you take it for granted. But maybe it's even more than that. Chibi Yisera, you're giving me more than I'm capable of even imagining that I'm returning. And if that's the case, the only way that I can deal, if there's a love that can't be reciprocated, the only way I can deal with that is to rebel. I can't take it. It's too much. Yeah, you love me so much, you shower me with so much love, and there's nothing I can do to give it back. I can't participate in the process. It's not. It's a one-way deal, and it becomes too overwhelming. It becomes. It's to the extent I have to deny it, I have to rebel against it, I have to fight it. So therefore, he says, "Who called Srochov Tova Mimeni?" Let me just finish the run-on sentence. Who called Srochov Tova Mimeni? Meaning that Hashem made it that when you bring the Korban Pesach, you can feel as if you're giving him what to eat Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, hard time, you know. Can't eat matzah, can't eat the chometz. You give him a shtick flesh, you know, a korban pesach, oilo, korban tomid every day. In the morning he has breakfast, in the evening he has dinner. You're giving him something. Bechoros, you're serving him. Mishkan has a place, also the Mishkan, Mishachanti Mesoichem. So these are examples. Well, what?
How do we fulfill that if the ma'aseh we know it's not true?
Because there's, on a certain level, you see, the human being does have the ability to imagine things with a picture that even though he knows the reality is not true, but he could create an equivalency. In other words, in reality, there's nothing I can give Hashem. But Hashem allows me and encourages me to be able to feel that, you know, I'm doing something. I am paying him back. What? Listen, Ad Kedek, excuse me, this Ramban that I mentioned, Shabbos, Ad Kedekach, that Ramban has to go to pains to explain why we shouldn't think that we're giving him korbonus because he's hungry, and we're giving him praise because he has an ego problem. Imamish goes to pains. The Ramban spells it out there. The Teretz is because in human concept there is a need to feel that I am paying it back. You know something? Let me give you. Excuse me. One second. It is true. I'm dedicating my life. Yeah, like this guy said to me. I asked this Rebbe that had a tremendous influence on my life when I was very young. I said, "How could I ever pay you back?" He says, "Do the same for other people." So I'm trying to pay him back. There is a certain feeling about it. I'm not paying him back. He does get something from it. He gets a schus from it. But there's a need. We wanna pay back.
I understand that there's a need. I understand how it.
Let me ask you a question. It's your wife's anniversary. I mean, it's your wife's anniversary. It's your anniversary, okay? Yeah, but no, maybe you have to look at it that way. It's your wife's anniversary. You got to give it to her. Maybe there was something to that. But anyway, it's your wife. It's your anniversary, okay? Now, your wife has everything. you know, you're a wealthy guy, a multi-millionaire, billionaire, you've bought her everything, she's bought everything herself, she maxed out the credit cards for the last 20 years, you know. That's the anniversary, okay, so now, what should you do? I can't give her anything. Well, they used to advertise, what can you give the man who has everything, you know, something like that. What can you give the woman who has everything? But you'll give her something. But even though she doesn't need it, but there's a thought there, there's an expression. You feel as if you're giving her something, she feels
what?
Your desire.
There's no
shaykhs. Yeah, no, nothing has a shaykhs.
Why is that? Isn't that not the same?
Why is that the same?
Why is it the same?
Isn't it wrong to feel that?
It's not all the same. I'm expressing my love towards her.
So here too, I'm expressing.
You can't give anything to Hashem.
He's asking me to do this.
He asked me to do it.
But I'm looking at it as because he asked me to do it, I'm looking as I'm paying him back. What? Because he asked me to do it, but no.
Again,
look. Excuse me. Look, it boils down to, can you do me a favor? 12 o'clock, we can meet and we'll discuss whatever you want to discuss in this mode of, attack mode. But right now, let me just look at the four examples. Look at the four examples. Pesach, Korban Pesach, Bechoirois, Mishkon, and Oilois, Korbonois. These are four examples of tangible physical needs. Korban Pesach, it's hungry, Erev Pesach. Yeah, that what to eat. He says these are examples. They're not all the things. No. But look at the examples he chooses. Think about it. Korban Pesach, he needs what to eat. Food. Bechoros, they have to serve the food. Who's going to serve the food? The Bechoros are the ones that work in the Beis HaMikdash. They were supposed to. But Kaddish Li Bechoros, then they lost it. Whatever. What else? Mishkon. Also, Mishkon V'shachati B'soichon. And as even Chazal say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he says, he's Moshe LeMelech, that his daughter gets married. So he says, my dear daughter, give me a place when I come to visit you. I want to have a place to live, you know, and whatever it's a place. He needs a place that he's homeless, yeah? Oilos, korban. That means a korban tomid, baboykir beiru arbayim. You give him break, 2 meals a day or enough. You shouldn't have more than that. Well, it's not true. They say you should have 6 meals a day. It's healthier. But anyway, less. Anyway, but Lemaisa, you give him something to eat, he can manage. He can manage that too. You give him in the morning, you give him at night. So these are all things that can give us a sense of I'm paying back. In other words, it's human terms to feel that there's something I can imagine. In other words, I picture. For a human being, this would be a payback. Right now, I'm just doing his mitzvah, but I'm trying to picture through the koyach hatzir to see that, oh, it's like I'm paying back. And that, it seems, is a critical ingredient. It seems there's two critical ingredients that he says here in a love relationship. And this agav, this should be a good lesson for chasanim, should be a good lesson for husbands, should be a good lesson for life, for relationships. It's who kol tzrochav tova mimeni v'loitzivo eloli. It's number one, I'm paying back tzrochav. And it's as if I'm giving him something. Not I'm throwing him a couple of things, but tzrochav, as if he needs it. I should feel he needs it. Well, I don't know if he needs it, but he told me to do it. He wants me to do it. you chayiv chorus if you don't the korban pesach. If you bring, you don't bring chayiv chorus. If you I don't know the mishkan. They have to build the mishkan. Let me finish the run-on paragraph. Yeah. So it's two things. So it's one is that I'm picturing that I'm giving him something that he needs, which means I'm paying back in a relationship. And number two, the exclusivity of the relationship. V'loitziva eloli. It's also only me. So in other words, we have this exclusive relationship. He only asks me for his needs, and I am, because of all the love he gives me, I am paying him back. And that's really the essence of the relationship. So I would suggest that if we want to really begin to feel, and also the end of the pasuk is Horoya b'shoshanim, Horoya es tsoinoi, that's us, b'mire toiv v'noyach v'yofe. This adoidi liv aniloi, this feeling of mutual love can only come in a mirror, recognizing that his shepherding, his leadership of Klal Yisrael is b'mire, toiv, v'noyach, v'yofe. Three adjectives. It has to be good. It has to be, he calls it, noach is pleasant. Noach probably has to be more restful, easy, v'yofe, and beautiful. So if we want to foster, thank you so much, if we want to foster this relationship, then we have to have two things. Number one, we have to picture that we are actually giving Hashem something back. and we picture it in terms of giving that we know. We know about food, we know about shelter, we know about service. Yes, there's no clothing there, but anyway, so we know about these things. And we also have to realize that this is exclusive. If a person can feel that, they can take a feel that. So we have to work on that. That's very important. What's your problem?
We're supposed to lie to ourselves?
What? It's not called a lie. A picture is not a lie.
Is it just an emotional lie? Is it just the picture? Is it possible Hashem possible? The way he writes it. Cold.
What, I mean, he's hungry?
No, it's not. No, I'm saying he's not actually hungry, but it could be he may.
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat for 40 days up there, so he's hungry?
Not hungry. he said this what? Is what.
I'm not sure. No, it's obviously.
What is it?
Are we supposed to be?
The only way for you to
that's what Musa. That's what
the Shem. It doesn't make a difference.
Why?
It's a lie.
It's not true. It's not true.
It's a false feeling.
I feel like you're undermining.
I'm lying to myself. I'm supposed to play games with my emotions.
He doesn't need it. But we're going to call it tzrachot.
But he doesn't need it. I can't lie. He doesn't want me to lie to picture just a picture to inspire myself. I say at least I can't lie to say he really needs it. That's absurd. So he's considering like he needs it. It's the same thing. In other words, look, there's such a thing as learning Musa. Part of learning Musa is tziur chushi. Tziur chushi means...
Tziur chushi brings home a true point. This is not true.
No, this is a point that can inspire
it's
us.
It's the only way to appreciate it. It doesn't make a difference if it's the only way.
It's the only way. Give it. Look, excuse me. What do you give the man that has everything?
Nothing. You don't give him anything.
Then I can't have a relationship with him.
So then you can't.
If you don't give her, if she has everything, and you don't remember the anniversary, and give her a gift on that anniversary, you'll be in the doghouse.
And yes, and life stinks.
Absolutely. No, you have to do it. Shy, nobody asked you.
It's still sheker.
What?
I don't get it, but the mice said sheker.
What?
It's still it's sheker.
If I came and said, here's the Korban Pesach, please make a brocha, sit down to eat, and I want to watch you eat, that would be sheker. But if it's a picture for me, it's ke'ilu. Listen, the whole thing of Hashem is sheker. Excuse me, don't misquote me. The whole thing of Hashem is a picturing Hashem, the Yad Hashem, the Ayin Hashem. Of course it's sheker. He has no hands. He has no eyes.
That's the point.
It is the point.
No, because it's bringing home a true point. This is not bringing home a true point. This is a false point. That's the problem.
Excuse me. He told us that we can feel this way. That's a true point.
No, that's not it. So how does that make it a true point? Can you explain that?
Because he knows that this is the only way that we're going to be able...
So how does that make it a true point? What does that mean?
Because he told us... Anything he told us to do is true. That he told us... He says, like, Tova, called Srochem. He says, guys, I am asking you to give me the things that I need. Pirush, I don't need anything, but I want you to consider it as if you're giving me my needs, so you should feel the reciprocity. Reciprocity, you got that?
I even know that word.
Reciprocity. You give me, what does it mean? Reciprocal. Like, I'm giving you, you give me, yeah? You should feel the reciprocity in the relationship. That's all. What? I don't understand your problem. What?
We're lying to ourselves.
It's not a lie.
It is a lie.
No, it's not. Hashem said, I want you. There's no other way to deal with him.
This is Pshat. Hashem is telling us to lie to ourselves.
There's no...
You're being masked to me by saying there's no other way to do it.
He told, listen, I want you.
What does that have to do with what
I
doing?
Listen, excuse me. I told you I want you to do this because I want you to be able to picture as if you're giving me.
I don't even understand why it's like.
And the mice of the love really is there. Your emotions can't appreciate it.
No, that's what helped. That helped the love. That's what helps the love.
I know. This you is have, your, so you could appreciate it.
There's a difference.
No, you have to feel it more.
That
no,
part is yeah, not true.
You feel it more.
But that part is not true.
It's very true.
It's not true.
It's a tachbula is true. It's a tachbula. He says like this. Listen, I love you a lot. And I want you to be able to reciprocate. And I know that if you don't feel that you can give me back something, you're not going to be able to feel the full love. So I'm telling you, look at this. Like I'm giving you a Korban Pesach. I'm giving you a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It's Zechel, it's Yas Mitzrayim, Kiddush Becheiros has to do with Makas Becheiros, Mishkon is Mamish, I don't know, all kinds of things. It's the Tachlis of the whole creation comes at the Hashoras Hashchin in the world. And Korban every day is for all kinds of reasons. But I'm letting you look at it as if you're giving me something, so you should feel an equal, full participant in the relationship. I think that's very reasonable. That's not sheker.
Why isn't that? It is
he sheker. Says to me, I know
that it is sheker.
There's a,
because
listen,
it's not true. I am not being.
He says, you mean you could, like, if there's a Hashem said at Har Sinai, he says, Rabbi, say, listen, I want you to be
you're
able to. I want you to be able to. I want you to be able to be an equal partner in this love and to be able to reciprocate. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you four mitzvahs, and I want you to look at them. To consider them, it was as if in human terms, you're giving the individual that you love, you're giving him the, paying him back with the things that he needs. You wouldn't know what to do. Well, I would. I can't help you. I don't know what to tell you. I would know what to do.
I guess I would know what to do, because Hashem told me to do it.
Oh, that's right!
But so you're saying something
he
very,
told you
very
to do
weird,
it.
Because that it just seems very, very weird that this is the pshat.
Excuse
you're
me,
me that
you
Hashem
said Hashem told you to do it, and you're telling me I'm saying something weird.
Well, I don't know, it just seems weird that everything's at the way everything's adding up, because it comes out, Hashem's telling me to lie.
True. What?
The extent you feel that way, the extent you believe it's true.
And therefore, of course. Well, no, what do you mean believe it's... No, it's a picture. I don't understand you guys. A picture gives you an image of ke'ilu, I'm doing something like this.
It
can. I'll tell you what. Scientifically, it can stimulate the what do you call it? The what do they say? You stimulate the thing in the brain. You know, different. Everything works by brain chemistry. It, you stimulate the chemicals in the brain that are the things that make you feel good about giving somebody what he needs. It's not true. It's this picture can stimulate those chemicals. You don't know what stimulates chemicals in the brain. I'm telling you, this stimulates the chemicals in the brain. It's not sheker. It's a picture. It's ke'ilu. That's not
ke'ilu.
Can Hashem want it?
I don't know what to say. What?
You don't use the word need. If you say the word want, Hashem wants it.
He tells you, of course I want it, but I don't want it because of my need. I want it because I want it. I want it for your need. I want it for you.
It's not me.
I want it for your need, but you're. I want it for your need, but you're allowed to look at it that way because you have another need that you have.
I'm not explaining how I'm supposed to be able to look at something that's sheker.
What?
Hashem.
Why? Rots and Hashem. What do you mean?
There's one thing that you have shown him.
That's also for us to understand in human terms. Everything is in human terms.
No, that's
listen, if you're going to strive to understand Hashem in Hashem's terms, then
no,
you're in the wrong place over here.
No,
maybe there's this Kabbalah places where you could learn. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
You're not saying that we're supposed to understand it that Hashem actually needs and we're providing him needs. You're not saying that.
We're supposed to look at it.
So you're saying that we're supposed to be mashaker to ourselves.
It's not sheker. He told you. Look, this is the equivalent in human terms. It's the same sheker as saying the Yad Hashem. It's the same. It's the same as the Yad Hashem. He has no Yad. It's the same sheker. What are you talking
about?